Hi, it's Morgan. Are you sensitive and questioning your every move? I feel you. So, you can go on in life questioning everything you think you should do, quote unquote, should do, to kind of make sure it's the right thing to do, quote unquote, right thing to do. And second-guessing your every move could look like asking three different people for their opinions from a place of validation and giving your power away. And there is nothing wrong with asking people for their opinion, don't get me wrong. Nothing wrong with sharing ideas, that's not at all what I'm saying. It's more like you don't trust yourself to make the right decision, so it's like you need to feel validated by a friend, by a family member, partner, whatever. And this is giving your power away because in a sense, it's like you're waiting for them to tell you, yes, this is a good idea, you can do that. Oh yeah, that's cool, or not. And this can be delaying your results and causing energy leaks, right? And I've been there. I've been seeking guidance outside of myself in the past, even with tarot cards or oracle cards before I knew better. And I don't do that anymore because it's a trap. It's a trap that kind of makes you dependent on, oh my God, I need to double check that, yes, it's the right thing to do. Like I'm not going to make a mistake. I'm not going to create trouble for myself. And this is a trauma response. And once again, I know it's hard to hear that. I've been there. I understand. Really. I really do. So why is it a trauma response? Because as a child, you had unpredictable parents or caretakers. And you never knew if their response was going to be a praise, a silent treatment, belittling remarks, a rage outburst, or like, oh really, that's not gonna work, or come on, like be realistic, life is hard, whatever it was. And as a sensitive human, as an empath, we are very creative. We always have ideas, right? But we are shaped from childhood to believe that, number one, our actions and behaviors are directly linked to how our caretakers treat us. So for example, if they are in rage, it's because we are bad children. Like, oh, wow, I just did that innocently as a child and my dad was in rage. So I must really be a bad child. Like I'm not aware of how horrible I am because that generates rage for my dad or my mom, whatever. That's just an example. And number two, we are shaped to believe that our caretaker's suffering is ours or our responsibility. And for example, that could look like a parent, caretaker, doing whatever they're doing, and you come up to ask a question or whatever, you need help as a child. And you're like, oh, I'm already doing this, I'm already doing that, I'm busy, so don't come to add problems, like I'm busy, go play, go watch TV. Don't add problems to my life on top of what I'm dealing with just because you asked me a question. And as a child, we don't know better. We want to make our people happy because we rely on them for our primary needs, right? So we make it about us because we don't know better, right? And this causes damage to our creativity and our spontaneity, our ability to make decisions because we will be punished or something will happen if we don't plan things well. So you kind of learn to anticipate danger and other people's reactions. This is why you need validation. And once again, I went through that too. So multiply all of these behaviors by at least 8 years because we are absorbing everything until age 7, 8. Then, of course, you have the teenage, so multiply this by at least 15. Let's say 15. So it's normal, quote unquote normal, like logical, that this affects your business because you're afraid of how your potential clients or your fans, if you're an artist, or your contractors, anyone you work with will perceive you. And this creates energy leaks, lack of focus, worrying about how you will be perceived, if you will be judged, criticized, shamed, backstabbed, or even if you will hurt someone when you voice your opinion. Because remember, you were shouted out as a child just for being you. So it's unpredictable. But you were not responsible for your caretaker's reactions. Of course, now you know that. But the little child inside of you, the subconscious mind, kind of stayed frozen at that moment. But I'm here to tell you, it stops here. You don't owe anything to anyone. As long as you have a pure heart, you don't intend to hurt anyone or, you know, belittle anyone or harm anyone. This is not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to express yourself, your authenticity, and create from the heart, create your life, create your business, help your people. So it's all about learning to feel safe within yourself, safe to be seen, safe to be heard by your people, safe to handle any objections, knowing that if anyone says anything, you will just use it to mirror, like, oh, okay, so what does it say about me? And just analyze. And if you cannot find what it says about you, then it's just they're projecting their wounds. And usually there is a little bit of both, or sometimes just projection. But it's really important to focus on yourself. Focus on how you can serve your people, how you can create from the heart, and not worry about how it's going to be perceived. Of course I understand. Of course I understand. But this right here creates the focus outside of yourself. When you do your best from your heart, it's enough. It's always enough. So that's what I wanted to share today. So if you want to, you know, clear the distractions, go to my website. I have a free checklist to help you stay focused and avoid distractions. So it's just a checklist, things to keep in mind to help you navigate the day smoothly. And if you would like to really rewire your nervous system to feel safe within yourself so that your sensitivity becomes your strength and not a burden, send me an email. Let's chat. And I really hope that episode was helpful. I'm sending you much love, and know that if you recognize yourself, you're not alone, and it is totally possible to feel safe within, to rewire your nervous system and learn a new way. So thank you very much for listening. Subscribe if that resonates with you, if you want to be notified of future episodes. And I'm sending you much love. Take care. Bye-bye.